It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM, presented by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Listen as Tom and Gus Counts bring you live play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from Hamada Wealth Management. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
You're listening to KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, your only source for the latest local news and information. Find us online at mscnews.net.
We welcome you to the Bell Valley Arena here on the campus of Mid-America Nazarene University as it's women's college basketball to start things here in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. The guys game coming up at 7:30 as Benedictine being hosted by Mid-America. Hello again, everybody, and welcome Joseph, our producer and engineer in the studio. Tom Couch with you here courtside. We're just that quickly set to go, and the ball is up the tip of the way. Lady Ravens are going to control it down, and we are underway. Benedictine going to be starting Allie Kramer and Lauren Dubert getting a start tonight. Jennifer Jacobs, Aaliyah Raines, and Riley Roddinghouse. Driving into the lane, spinning shot is going to be up and good. Give the first bucket of the game to JJ, and Jennifer Jacobs will put Lady Ravens in front 2-0, and we are 20 seconds in. Little backdoor pass is going to be knocked away. Dubert with the steal. BC is going to run the other way. Lauren, skip pass over to the left side. It's going to be away. Who gets away from Raines? She had no idea that thing was coming, as that was a bounce pass through traffic on a fast breakup course. And it gets away out of bounds, and Mid-America is going to have it back in play. Starting for the Lady Pioneers and head coach John Lewis in his 12th season, it's going to be Lydia Austin, then a 5'8 senior from Tecumseh, Kansas. Jordan Gonzalez, a 5'6 senior from Kansas City, Missouri, out of Bishop, Miege. Brianna Pettis, a 5'7 Memphis, Tennessee senior. Moving to the front line, you're going to find Cameron Green. Here's a shot up. Won't go for the Pioneers. The rebound is on the floor. Going to go out of bounds. And it is Benedictine basketball. Also for the Lady Pioneers, six-foot freshman Cameron Green from Fairgrove, Missouri. And rounding it out, Ariel Sargent. She's 6 foot tall and a senior from Stillwell out of Blue Valley Southwest High School. Lady Ravens with the basketball, leading it by 2. A minute into the ball game, over to the right side is going to be Raines, and her pass out on top is going to get away from Roddinghouse. It's stolen on the other end, and the easy layup is missed. Benedictine is going to race back up the court. Where we sit here at the Rocky Lamar court is right on the floor. Here's a 3 from the baseline left for the Ravens. Got it! Dubert for 3. Benedictine goes up 5-0, 8.5 to go in the opening quarter. We're right at the floor, right at the scorer's table, and immediately to my left will be the Benedictine bench. And here for the ladies' game, of course, that means we're going to have 22nd season head coach Chad Folsom beside us. Lady Ravens coming up with a steal. Here comes Benedictine. Kramer, nice, dishes, Roddinghouse, all alone, give her 2. An assist to Kramer, Roddinghouse with 2. 3 Lady Ravens have scored, and Benedictine leads it. Now here's a fast break, other end of the court, blocked from behind. 7-0 Lady Ravens at 7:55 to go in the first. Compside with it is going to be BC way out on top. That's Kramer with the basketball. Works his way over to the right side. Cross court pass. Raines thought about the 3, then doesn't. Plays off the screen. Starts down in the lane. Travels with the ball. No whistle now. The pass in the lane. The shot goes up, and You're going to get a travel call? No, we're going to get it called out of bounds, and it will be Mid-America ball. Very confusing sequence of events down here. Mid-America's going to have the ball in play. 7.5 to go in the opening quarter. Game moving along at a very brisk, brisk pace. The feed will go out topside for Mid-America to Cameron Green. Green will get left side. Sargent. Sargent shot. No rebound. Roddinghouse. Roddinghouse being accosted in the backcourt. No foul called. Officials have not blown any whistles yet in the game. Here's Kramer driving it down the right side. Back door. Shot up. Reigns. No. Gets your own rebound. Follows up. Yes. Reigns for two. Four Lady Rams have scored. Benedictine with a huge lead. And Mid-America is going to take a timeout. We're taking our first break of the evening, Joseph. Coming at 7:11 to go. We're in the opening quarter here in Olathe, Kansas. Benedictine Lady Ravens. 9 Mid-America nothing.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Quickly back out of the timeout. Here comes Mid-America. Inbound to the basketball. Still looking for their first point. They're going to drive to the baseline. Blocked by the Ravens underneath. They will have a foul call. The block is going to be by Riley Roddinghouse, who in the process is going to be credited with her first foul of the evening. And Mid-America's going to get a chance to get on the board at the free throw line with Lydia Austinson. Her shot is up and good. And Mid-America is on the board. It's 9-1. BC. Second free throw. Perfect. She'll get them both. And at 6:58 to go in the opening quarter, Benedictine with a 7-point lead. Lauren Dubert into the forecourt, drives down the left side, skips it underneath. Reigns crosses over and scores. Aaliyah Reigns at another. Lauren Dubert assists. It is 11-2, Benedictine. Now driving down the floor all the way to the rack. The shot goes up. No good. Rebound pulled down by Kramer. Now she lost her footing. Roddinghouse is sound asleep. Did not see her trying to get the ball to her to save it in play. Benedictine is going to turn it over. Lady Ravens will go to the bench and make their first substitution of the evening. And out of the ballgame is going to come Allie Kramer. And in will come Kennedy Nicholson, the 5'6 junior from Goddard Eisenhower High School. Pioneers with the basketball on left side. It's going to be Cameron Green. Lobs it off on top. Allison French is coming to the game. Now the ball is going to be knocked out of her hands by J.J. It's loose on the floor. Gets out of bounds across the way, and they'll say it's off Jennifer Jacobs. And it will come in at midcourt to Mid-America. 6:26 to go, opening quarter. Benedictine will go back to the bench, and this time it'll be the 5'11" freshman from Adel, Iowa, Nicole Stork, checking in. So for the Lady Ravens, you're going to have, again, we don't have a good stats here. We'll make the best of them. Here's a drive to the right side. Spinning, falling away. The turnaround shot, knocking it down is Cameron Green for two. It is 11-4, Benedictine. Lady Ravens have Nicholson out there. Stork, can she save it? Nope. She's going to go into the near side. And Benedictine has turned it over quite a lot in the early going. It'll come back in again to Mid-America right in front of us here on the near sideline. Out there is going to be, for the Ravens, Kennedy Nicholson and Nicole Stork. You've got Lauren Dubert. You're also going to have Reigns out there, Aaliyah, and rounding it out for BC in the middle, Jennifer Jacobs. 5:55 to go and rolling along in the opening quarter. It's been all Lady Ravens so far. They're in front, 11-4. Backing in, pushing an elbow. Didn't she travel? Sure did. As Cameron Green was backing in, Jennifer Jacobs did the old matador. She just backed away from her, turned sideways, and Green stumbled backwards, expected to feel the resistance of a player behind her, found none, and traveled with the ball. It'll come back into Benedictine, and Mid-America's going to apply full court pressure on this inbound play. Dubert will bring it into the forecourt on the outlet pass, right side to Jacobs. Back out on top, it'll come to Lauren at 5:40 to go and rolling along in the opening quarter. Benedictine with an 11-4 lead. Women's college basketball this evening. Dubert drives, lays it up underhand and scores. Lauren Dubert with five. It is now 13-4. Benedictine with a 9-point lead. The Lady Ravens have their largest advantage of the game. 5:20 to go nearing the midpoint of the opening quarter. The ball's going to be batted away by Jacobs, but before that happens, we're going to have an illegal screen set on the floor by Cameron Green. Her first foul and Mid-America's first team foul. Pioneers are going to go to the bench, and checking in for them is going to be Mackenzie Manthe, a 6'1 sophomore from Lansing, Kansas. 5:19 to play. BC with the ball in the middle. It goes Jacobs will turn and shoot for two. She's got four. 15-4 Lady Ravens up 11. We have 5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. The lob pass comes out on top. Quickly over to the right side, driving down toward the baseline. Benedict is on an offensive pace that they cannot sustain. Here's a feed to the free throw line. Back over to the left. The three-point shot high, arcing rainbow, and good for the Pioneers. Knocked down by Allison French. 15-7, Benedictine. 4:44 left in the first. Josie Weiser now coming up here to the scorer's table, getting set to check in. Backing into the lane. The crossover shot is going to be deflected out of the hands of Jacobs. Picked up by Mid-America. Pioneers running off the floor. It's going to be Brianna Pettis. Over to the left side. Three-point shot up. No good. Long rebound swept away by Allison French. And we've got players on the floor. Let's see what the whistle is going to be. The foul is going to be on Nicole Stork. Her first Benedictine team foul two. And for the Lady Ravens, Allie Kramer back in. Also back in is going to come Riley Roddinghouse. And into the game for the first time today, out of Jefferson County North High School, it's going to be Josie Weiser, the 5'11" senior. Pioneers with the basketball, trailing Benedictine, 15-7. The drive to the free throw line. Pettis will pick it up, gets it back behind her to Gonzalez. Jordan, an all-conference kind of a player, has their pass batted away, stolen by the Ravens. And now Kramer loses it, has to go back into the backcourt, recover the basketball. Now she's going to bring it up. She will accelerate, trying to go down the right side. Gonzalez cuts her off so that she goes back door to Stork and assists Kramer Stork for two. 17-7, Benedictine with 3:50 to go in the first. Way up top side for the Pioneers is going to be Manthe. Manthe at 6'1", back to the rim. Now she'll turn, drive down the right side of the lane. The ball's going to be blocked away by Roddinghouse, and it's out of bounds. Up the Pioneers. Lady Raven basketball. Benedictine has come out of the gate and has played extremely well in this opening quarter. Against the Mid-America team who has had its struggles so far this season. We'll talk about their record and things like that here in a moment. Here's a feed over to the left side. Roddinghouse tries to back in, horses it up, can't get it to roll, gets your own rebound, mount will be knocked out of her hands. Picked up by the Pioneers. Up with it is going to come Gonzalez. Jordan will bring it to the top of the key, flying around to the left side, keeps the dribble alive, plays off the screen, shoots over to 6'1" post, the shot no good. Rebound Stork, here comes Benedictine, and again, mishandled by Kramer. She has to go back and pick it up off the floor. Luckily for Benedictine, Mid-America had gone to the other end of the floor to set up defense. Stork got about three, goes to Kennedy. We haven't seen Nicholson touch the ball maybe at all until this possession. 2:50 to go in the first quarter. Now to feed into the lane. The turnaround, Roddinghouse misses a short jumper. And a rebound cleared away by Mid-America's Madison Haney. Outlet left side, Gonzalez. Bump, shot up, no good. Rebound, Lady Ravens. Roddinghouse comes down with it. Here comes Kramer. 2.5 to go in the opening quarter. Benedict with the basketball, leading by 10. Nobody sets in front of Kramer. Coast to coast, lays it up and in and gets one more. No one stepped in front of Allie Kramer. She just drove down the right side of the lane. The defender came in late, so it will be 2+1 for Allie. Foul for Mid-America is going to be on Ariel Sargent. It'll be her first team foul two. The free throw rims out no good. And a rebound called down by Mid-America. It is 19-7. A 12-point lead is the Lady Ravens' largest with 2:25 to play in the opening quarter. Pioneers drive down baseline right. Turnaround shot is going to be up and good. Cameron Green with four. She leads the Mid-America in scoring. It's 19-9. Just over 2 minutes to go in an action-packed first quarter. Here's Josie. out on top. Stork goes three, short. Rebound is on the floor, and Ravens drop back defensively, did not attack the rebound. Driving down the shot, Gonzalez, no. The rebound pulled away by BC. Here comes Kennedy. Nichols it up the court. She is one on two. Behind her, she goes to Josie. The running three, too strong. Off the rim twice, won't drop. Rebound tipped out, Holloway by Mid-America. Sargent comes up with a basketball. The pass comes off on top. Drive to the left side. Running left-handed shot is up and missing. And off the ball, apparently. I didn't even see it happen. Riley Roddinghouse will collect her second foul of the game. So the foul on Jennifer Jacobs. No, the foul is going to be on Roddinghouse, and the first free throw is up and good for Jordan Gonzalez. Her first point of the game. We're down to a minute 37 to go in the opening quarter. Gonzalez, second free throw, got them both. It is 19-11 BC. Ravens, right side it goes. Josie, Weiser feeds into the lane to cut her. Hit and nearly knocked to the floor. And that's going to be a foul. It is going to be on Gonzalez. Will be her first. Mid-America team foul three. One each on Gonzalez, Green, and Sargent.
That's your first.
Lady Ravens putting in a play at their offensive baseline. 20 on the shot clock. Going to come out on top to Kennedy. She'll feed to Jacobs. Jacobs pivots with the right foot at the top of the key. Lobs it over to the left side to Weiser. Backs away. Shot clock's at 12. Down a pass in the middle to Jacobs. A lot of traffic there, and Josie's going to turn it over. Here comes Mid-America. Running down the right side is going to be Austinson. She'll lay it up and in. Went right through Josie. That was a nice play by Lydia. It's 19-13. Now Benedictine into the forecourt. Kramer has it on top. Throws underneath. Josie all alone underneath. Misses the layup because she got pushed. The foul is on Arielle Sargent, and it will be her second foul of the game. Quickly, she will retreat to the sideline, and once again, it'll be Allison French in the transfer out of Central Methodist University. She's a Clinton, Missouri native. Free throw, Josie gets it. Weiser will have her first point of the ball game. By the way, Allison French, a 5'11" senior. For Coach John Lewis. Second free throw, got them both. So Josie with two. 21-13 Benedictine in the last minute now. And here's a driving shot on the other end. And the ball is going to get away, get knocked out of bounds, and the Ravens are going to have it back in. 50 seconds to go in the first half. We're going to get right, or we're going to get, yeah, we're going to get Riley Wade in the game for Benedictine for the first time. 40 seconds, 16 on the shot clock. Weiser goes right side. Now they'll feed to Jacobs on the floor. Head fake, shakes her defender, puts up a shot too softly, and a rebound on the missed shot coming up to Mid-America. Austinson into the forecourt. She'll accelerate, take it down the right side, goes all the way to the baseline, lobs it out on top, and there's no one there. The ball rolls into the backcourt, goes out of play midway through the backcourt. And for Benedictine, the shot clock will go off. 22 seconds left in the opening quarter. And BC will potentially have the final shot of the half, or the quarter. Aubrey Rogers is coming in out of a late East High School. She's a 5'8 sophomore for Mid-America. 21-13 BC. They'd love to take a double-digit lead at the end of the first. It comes into Kramer. Allie will walk it across midcourt. 17, 16, the clock running along. Out on top, now it's going to be Wade over to Weiser with 11. Weiser, look away pass to Wade with 8. Riley starts the right side, comes out on top. Kramer has it knocked out of her hands. It's on the floor, picked up, rolling around still. Benedict is going to pick it up, and they'll throw one wildly. It's a basket at the end of that quarter. It does not go in, and we've got a timeout on the floor. Opening quarter in the bunk here in Olathe, Kansas. It's been all Lady Ravens, Benedict in 21, Mid-America 13.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy six crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato Olathe? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? to name a few. The Six Pack and a Pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Back with you here in Olathe, Kansas. Happy to have you along this evening. Benedictine Basketball, Lady Ravens on the floor now. The guys coming up after this one. Do not go away. We've got an evening full of basketball for you. For Mid-America, leading scores in the opening quarter were Lydia Austinson and Cameron Green, each with four. Three for Allison Frankston, the other two for Jordan Gonzalez. For Benedictine, it was a five-point opening quarter for Lauren Dubert. Four each, Jennifer Jacobs and Aaliyah Raines. And then with two, Allie Kramer, Josie Weiser, Riley Roddinghouse, and Nicole Stork. 21-13, Benedictine with the lead. And they'll begin the second quarter with the basketball. Here comes Kramer over to the right side. Feeds to the free throw line. Wade starts in. Now goes back left. The kick across, and it's going to be lost away out of bounds to Benedictine. Ball will come in down at the baseline. Way out on top with it. Around to the left side is going to be Dubert. Jacobs, nine on the shot clock. Back to Lauren. Seven on the shot clock. Lauren goes right. Falls away. Travels with the ball. She got picked up by a much larger defender. And just kind of got a little jammed up underneath there.
Step up, step up.
9.5 to go.
Stand up. Stand up.
Here comes Mid-America up the court.
Okay.
Benedictine with the basketball, or defensively, there's a three. Oh, it's up and good. Nicely done by Mid-America's Allison French, her second three of the game. And she'll bring the Pioneers right back in this thing, trailing at 21-13, 9:20 to play in the opening half. Wade will take the ball into the forecourt. Working her way around to the left side. Mobs back out on top.
Wing it!
Lady Ravens will skip pass over to the right. To the baseline, the three, way too strong by Raines, and Mid-America will come back down four with it. Lydia Austinson knifes into the lane, goes up, underhand shot counted. Austinson. And the Pioneers are right back in this thing. It's 21-18. 8.5 to go in the first half. Benedictine has not scored yet in the second quarter. Out on top of it is going to be Raines. We're going to get Stork into the game. Here's Dubert with it. Feeds over to the right side. Down to the baseline. Jacobs misses a point-blank layup, and a rebound is going to be rescued out on top by Benedictine. Shot clock went back to 20. The feed into the lane. Going in is Jacobs. The runner got it. Jennifer Jacobs has a half dozen. 23-18 BC. Now at 8 minutes to go in the first half. Here's another three. This one rims out, no good. It looked like Allison French was going to have hit a third one. And now Riley Wade will come into the forecourt with the basketball. I don't think that's what the Ravens are really intending to have happen. Now the shot underneath by Raines is going to be rejected. I mean, that thing was thrown back down on top of her. And then as the ball starts up the court, we're going to have a foul. And it is going to be on Raines. I think she was just a little unhappy about that thing being blocked back and a little disappointed that had happened. It'll be her first foul. First Benedictine foul of the second quarter. 7.5 to go in the half. Pioneers of the basketball. Benedictine, to say they're shooting well. Little understatement. They are hitting half of their shots. Here's an uncontested layup on the other end. BC did no defense at all. And just into the game, Trinity McDowell, a 5'11 junior from Paola, hits the bucket. 23-20. 7-11 left. First half. Lady Ravens with the basketball going from left to right here in this opening half. Out on top of it is going to be Raines. She'll dump it back over to Dubert. She'll head down for the baseline. Dish it across. Kennedy Nicholson, three. Nope. Long rebound. Nicholson's going to tip it out and rescue the ball and have it knocked out of her hands. And they're going to call it over and back. Good hustle up top time for Mid-America by Brianna Pettis. And the Lady Pioneers are going to have a chance to tie this thing up with 7 minutes to go in the half. Benedictine has led by as many as a dozen. Since then, Mid-America has outscored them 13-4. Pioneers with the ball up top side. Here's Jordan. Gonzalez dumps it over to the right. Now long cross court pass to Pettis. Goes into the corner. Here's a three. Set sail and off the mark. Offensive rebound underneath. And we will have a foul on the floor. And that's going to be on Jennifer Jacobs. It'll be her first foul. Benedictine second. And the Lady Ravens for the first time today are going to bring Kyra Misuraca into the game. Kyra, the 6'3" senior from Mustang, Oklahoma. Mid-America's inbound is going to be stolen. Dubert comes up at a basketball, drives to the other end of the floor, puts it up, puts it in. Lauren Dubert for two. She has been outstanding tonight. 7 points for Lauren. 25-20 Benedictine. 6.5 to go in the half. Here's a three on the other end, around and around, and it goes in for Trinity McDowell. She's coming off the bench, and in only a couple of minutes of playing time, has picked up 5 points. Lady Ravens go to the other end. The shot is up, and it won't go again for Rain. Rebound, Benedictine. Nice job, Kyra. To Lauren. Dubert for the long two. Very short. And BC has gotten icy cold after taking that big lead early. It's 25-23. And the ball's going to be slapped away, knocked out of bounds. And right in front of us here, it'll be put in play by Mid-America. Jordan Gonzalez will do the inbound work. And Lady Pioneers bringing it up the floor. Inside six to go in the half. It feels like Joseph is moving along at a quick pace. Joseph. Our producer and engineer in the Care Sports Studio. The driving shot from the left side, up and no good. A couple of Ravens fight for the rebound. Miss Yoraka will clear it away. And up with it is going to be Rain. She'll go left side, all the way to the baseline, feeds in the middle. Stork in and up, missed another bunny. Lady Ravens missing 3- and 4-foot shots. 5.5 to go in the half. Back up with it, the Pioneers. Another opportunity. This time, Brianna Pettis pushes it off on top. You got to look out for McDowell. She's got it because she can shoot. She wants to take the three. Stork will get in front of her. Now the running shot misses, and the rebound pulled down off the floor for Benedictine by Dubert. Here's Lauren down the floor. Little hook pass behind her. Nicholson for three. Again, she failed. And a rebound pulled away by Mid-America's Jordan Gonzalez. Back up floor with Pioneers. You got Trinity McDowell coming out on top to Brianna Pettis. Benedictine from the outside now. 1 of 5 three-point shooting. Make that 1 of 6, 16%. And the shot knocked away, and they're going to say it's out of bounds. Touch last by Kyra Misuraca. Benedictine going to the bench, and we're going to see into the game for the first time tonight for Coach Folsom. Riley Brueggemann, a 5'8 freshman from Lenexa. Practically in her own backyard here at Olathe, Kansas. Pioneers are going to bring it in and take it over to the right side. Jordan Gonzalez. Nice defensive job inside by Brueggemann. She reaches in, ties up the basketball, all in a possession. Back to Mid-America. 4 seconds on the shot clock. Mid-America is going to bring Mackenzie Mancy in. Mackenzie, again, out of Lansing at 6'1". 4 seconds on the shot clock. Mid-America will bring it in the lane. It's batted away and stolen. Great defense, Miss Yoraka. Here comes BC. Brueggemann with it. Feeds underneath. All alone. Stork. She's looking around for a defender. There's nobody there. She turns, squares up, and puts it in. Her 4th point of the game, 27-23. Benedictine. 4:20 to go in the opening half. Pioneers will take it on the right side of the free throw line. Look into the middle. Solid defense played by Reigns as she's working hard against Aubrey Rogers. Now the drive will come to the right side, crossing over underneath the pass into the corner, back off on top. Allison, French with the ball. Looks to the middle, no. Shot from the top. It's a three, no good. Long rebound is going to be saved by Gonzalez. She'll dish it over to the right side. Here's French for three. Boom! Third three of the game for Allison French. And it's 27-26, Benedictine by one, with 3:49 to go in the opening half. That 12-point lead, a distant memory. Jennifer Jacobs getting set to check back in. Out on top is Nicholson. Feeds to the middle of Kyra. She pushes and powers her way in, but misses the shot off the window. Shoots it too hard, and then we're going to have a foul. Looking for the rebound. Nicole Short will have her second. For Benedictin, it'll be three team fouls here in the second quarter. Mid-America has not committed a second quarter foul yet. Here come the Lady Pioneers with 3.5 to go and rolling along in the first half. Trailing now only by one. Up the floor with it is going to be Pettis. Brianna dishes left side to Mancy. Long cross court over to the right. French has it. Goes in. Doubled up. Offensive foul. Just a loss of control by Allison French as she drives it in the middle and then doesn't hit the brakes. Crashes into a Benedictine player or two and picks up the offensive foul. Here comes Riley Brueggemann. To Nicholson. Raven still in the backcourt with it. To Jacobs. Again, back to Kennedy. Now Riley with it. Mid-America playing a player defense, and they are extending this thing way out, and they are playing it tight. Raven's trying to open it up a little bit underneath. They had great success driving into the middle earlier. Now going into the lane, the shot goes up and misses, but the follow off the rebound by Miss Ciaraca is good. 29-26, Benedictine at 2:50 to go in the opening half. Pioneers have gotten themselves right back in this thing, and again, are within a shot. From the right side, looking for the tie. Won't happen. Rebound tipped down. Ravens control it. Here comes Nicholson. Goes left side to Reigns. She slips and trips and falls and stumbles and turns it back over. Reigns struggling a little bit here tonight with 2:20 to go in the first half. Mid-America wins the game with the ball up top side. Some dribbles with it up. It's going to be Aubrey Rogers. Looks to the middle. No room. Brianna Pettis. 12 on the shot clock. Plenty of time. Starts to drive in. Cut off by Brueggemann. She'll spin into the lane. Puts up an off-balance shot. Missed it. Got her own rebound. Missed it. Rebound tipped out. Ravens will save it. Brueggemann comes up with a lost basketball. Into the forecourt. Gets bumped and pushed and tripped and fouled. It'll be on Brianna Pettis. So many times when you see these fouls, I don't necessarily think it's because a player is trying to make a great play. They're upset by a play that they had just committed and made an error. And in that valiant effort to try to get the ball back, they do something kind of silly. And a lot of times either turn over, commit a foul, something like that. And that's what happened right there. 2 minutes ago in the half. Benedictine is going to bring Josie Weiser back in. Weiser and Jacobson. Now the ball going to come right off the side of Riley Brueggemann's foot and go out of bounds. And Benedictine with an unforced turnover. Brueggemann, Nicholson, Weiser, Miss Ciaraca, Jacobs. There's a Benedictine 5. Minute 50 to go, opening half. Basketball up top side for Cameron Green. Gets it over to Gonzalez. She does a little seesaw dribble to French. She'll go into the lane, pulls up, 13 shot, missed, rebound Benedictine. Josie did a great job at getting down the floor, coming up with the basketball, and then you have Brueggemann starting to come up the floor. Gonzalez jumps in front of her. D's are up tight. Brueggemann traveled with it. I think she got a little confused, a little startled by a defender right in her hip pocket, and the Ravens are going to give it back. Multiple substitutions for Coach Folsom with 1.5 minutes to go in the half. Now the inbound pass knocked away by Miss Ciaraca, and I think they're going to call her for a foul. They are. Kyra will have her first foul, and with the Ravens picking up number 4, Mid-America will be putting in a play for the final time here in the opening half. 1:34 to go before intermission. 29-26, BC in front. It'll come in to Mid-America. They'll bring it in off the block, drive into the lane, backing in with it. It's going to be Pettis. Can't get a shot away. Comes to Austinson in the lane, and she's going to be crashed from behind by Josie. Josie looks over the score or at the official like, wow, I can't believe you made that call. Didn't seem like a real difficult call from here. And at the line for the Lady Pioneers is going to be the 5'8 senior from Tecumseh. The free throw? No. Austinson, 2 of 2 at the free throw line in the opening quarter, has 6 points, misses that one. One more shot coming up. Lydia puts it up and in. Her 7th point of the ball game. 29-27. And we're going to get a timeout. Benedictine, yeah. Joseph, let's do it. Taking a break with a minute 27 to go. Opening half in Olathe. Benedictine's Lady Ravens 29, Mid-America 27.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Lady Ravens getting set to put the ball in play. And Mickey's long hand is pointing straight up, Joseph. Gives me the opportunity to remind everybody that they're enjoying college basketball here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. BC with the ball around to the left side. They go with it, leading it by a pair. They've been up by as many as a dozen. They'll feed underneath to Jennifer Jacobs. Shot is up. No good. Rebound. Kramer over to the baseline right. Long three. There it is! From deep to the right corner for Benedictine. It's going to be up and in for Lauren Dubert. Her second three. She is the only Lady Raven to have hit a three tonight. 32-27. We're down to the last minute of the half. Allison French for three for the Pioneers. It's up and no good. And as Kramer tries to come down with a rebound, she is undercut by Brianna Pettis. And Kramer's slow to get to her feet. Pettis bounced right back up. 13 foul. It is going to be the second foul of the game for Brianna Pettis. And this was giving Allie Kramer a minute to kind of walk it off. She seems to be okay. And against full court pressure, Benedictine will be putting in a play from deep in the backcourt. 48, 47, 46 seconds left in the half. Lady Ravens with the ball, leading it 32-27. Kramer at the top. Swings it over to the right side. Dubert. Lauren gets picked up on the double. Deep in the right side. 12 on the shot clock. Dubert goes cross court. Over to the baseline left. And again, a Raven is tripped and knocked to the ground. Mid-American players must have large feet. They must be like size 13 or something. Because people keep getting tripped out there. It's the only explanation I can come up with. It'll be the first foul of the game for Aubrey Rogers. And here comes Benedictine. They'll bring it in. The three is up. Won't go. Rebounded. Josie crashes over the back and picks up a foul. It'll be her second. And back to the other end of the floor we go. Shot clock is going to be off with 24 seconds left in the half. Weiser will come out of the lineup and in for Benedictine. We're going to see Aaliyah Raines for that last 24. That'll not be a player control foul, so the foul by Josie Weiser is going to put Lydia Austinson back at the line where she is 3 out of 4 and now 4 out of 5. Mid-America is 6 of 7 at the free throw line so far today. Second free throw, rattles in. You get them both. 32-29. And our coach Lewis will make a couple of defensive substitutions because the Lady Ravens are going to have a final possession of the half. Here comes Kramer. Allie across midcourt, 17, 16, 15 seconds left, first half. Over to the left side, it's going to be Dubert. Lauren starts toward the top, pulls up her dribble way up high, feeds in the middle. Now they'll go back door underneath, and Mr. Rocca with the bucket. Kyra has 4. Mid-America shot at the buzzer, hits the backboard, but does not go in, and we have come to intermission of the ladies' game. We'll be back to summarize it for you as a team. Head for the locker room at halftime. It is the Benedictine Lady Ravens 34, Mid-America 29.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Tax season is almost upon us, and it's time to start getting your tax documents in order. Barron Accounting has been serving the Atchison and Platte City areas for over 40 years. They're in the business of preparing personal, farming, and small business taxes, along with providing full payroll, bookkeeping, and accounting services. Get prepared now by giving Barron Accounting a call to set up your 2023 tax return appointment. Call 816-858-5100. Barron Accounting is your small-town tax and accounting firm. Merry Christmas, and wishing all of you a successful and prosperous new year.
Good to have you back with us here on Care Radio. Halftime of the ladies' game at Olathe, Kansas. Benedictine in front, 34-29. They have led by as many as a dozen in the first half. In fact, a couple of minutes ago in the opening quarter, they were up 19-7. But Mid-America not going to just go away and silently into the night. They are fighting here this evening. Check out the scoring for you. First of all, for Benedictine, it was 10 in the first half. 10 in the first half for Lauren Dubert. Lauren leading the way for Benedictine. Half a dozen for Jennifer Jacobs. Four apiece for Aaliyah Raines, Nicole Stork, and Kyra Mishiraka. And with two each, Allie Kramer, Josie Weiser, and Riley Rottinghouse. For Mid-America, Lydia Austinson and Allison French each have 9. Trinity McDowell came in off the bench, hitting from long range. She's got 5, 4 for Cameron Green, and 2 for Jordan Gonzalez. Take a couple of minutes here, Joseph, and just look at how some of the numbers have shaken out. Benedictine shoot the ball well. They started off just absolutely white hot, but they are right now at halftime 15-34 at 44%. Mid-America 9-30 for 30%. From the outside, BC hitting only a quarter of their shots, 2 of 8. Mid-America is 4 of 12. They're hitting a third of theirs. Free throws, well, Pioneers have had quite a few more opportunities. Mid-America is 7 of 8 at the free throw line, where Benedictine is 2 out of 3. Each team with 10 turnovers. Benedictine has out-rebounded Mid-America by the most slim 21-20 margin. And that way you just go up and down. Numbers are close. Game is close. Second half, I should be really close. We're looking forward to bringing it to you. And then, as they're out on the floor warming up, I would be remiss if I did not remind you that the guys' game will be coming up here at about 7:30. And so far, looks like we're just pretty much on time for that. So stick around. Men's college basketball coming up here before too long. But first, we'll be back to bring you the second half of the women's game with our halftime score here in Olathe. Benedictine, 34, Mid-America, 29. Back we go to Joseph at a Care Sports Studio. He's got some halftime.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices. the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of Wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison, 711 Commercial Street.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening, taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule. We've got a lot on tap. Coming up tomorrow, we've got, of course, Sports Look. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20 in the evening. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, national, and regional sports scene. Sports Look again immediately airs after the 5 p.m. news report on Thursdays. After Sports Look, we'll have Coaches Insights with interviews with ACCHS, Atchison, JCN, MR Hill Mount Academy, and Oskaloosa coaches. Coming up on Friday, we've got Mar Hill Mount Academy basketball as they will be at Valley Falls. Tune in right around 6 p.m. or so. It might be a little bit later. I don't remember for sure how quickly Valley Falls gets into the program with the 6 p.m. starts for the girls' games. The boys should take to the court sometime around 8 p.m. Saturday, I do know that at 2 p.m. we'll be bringing you Benedictine Ravens basketball as the Ravens will be playing host to Graceland. Tune in at 2 p.m. for the women's game on Saturday, 4 p.m. for the men's game. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference and the scores as I have them.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we've come to halftime in most of the women's games. In the Mount Mercy-Clark game, Mount Mercy is on top, 45-38. Baker is leading Graceland with a score of Baker 31, Graceland 28. Missouri Valley is topping Culver Stockton at the half by 37-26. Central Methodist is leading William Penn 32-24 at the half, and at the half, Grandview's got 20 points on Park, sitting at 44 points to the Park Ladies 24. In this game, we've got the Ravens with a slim lead, 34 points to Mid-America Nazarenes 29. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice-cold beer or beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy two floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 16 tonight under partly cloudy skies, west winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, slight chance for mixed precipitation, highs level off around 32. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night, snow likely, lows level off around 11. 1 to 3 inches of snow tomorrow night through Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Taking a look outside right now, we're sitting at 31 degrees in Atchison. It feels like 23 out there with the winds out of the southwest at 10 miles per hour. Relative humidity, 79%. The dew point is 26 degrees Fahrenheit and the barometric pressure on the rise at 29.52 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couch courtside in just a moment.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Hey, welcome back. Kansas women's college basketball at halftime. About ready to go with the third quarter. Benedictine in front here on the road at Mid-America, 34-29. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph producing and engineering and also doing one heck of a good halftime show. Joseph, thank you very much. Tom Couch with you here courtside, and there is a full slate of games going on around the conference tonight. Right now, all of them are at halftime. You've got Grandview having no trouble with Park, and they're in Parkville. Grandview leading at 44-24. Central Methodist is in Oskaloosa. They lead William Penn 32-24. In Charles Fieldhouse, Missouri Valley leads Culver Stockton 37-26. Baker in front of Graceland in Lamoni at halftime 31-28. And getting ready to go to the third quarter at the Kiel Center in Dubuque. Mount Mercy 45, Clark 38. So all the ladies' games in the conference at halftime right now. Again, it's a 34-29 Benedictine Lady Raven lead. And the BC girls have played extremely, extremely well. Came out of the blocks very, very fast. 21-13 lead at the end of the opening quarter, but Mid-America outscored the Ravens by 3 in the third and have cut that gap now to 34-29. See if we got any other numbers that we could share with you. I'll tell you what, Lauren Dubert earned a start tonight. She's showing why. She's 4 of 6 from the floor, including 2 out of 3 3-point shooting, a rebound, and an assist. Benedictine led in rebounding by Allie Kramer with 4. Kyra Mishiraka with 3. For Mid-America, they went to the bench and brought in a 3-point shooter in Allison French. Allison went 3 of 5 from outside to get to 9 points. And Lydia Austinson also with 9 for Mid-America. She got most of hers at the free throw line where she went 5 of 6. Mid-America 7 of 8 at the free throw line in that first half. Okay. It looks like we're about ready to get underway with the second half. Mid-America is going to have Lydia Austin, then is Jordan Gonzalez, Brianna Pettis, Cameron Green, and Ariel Sargent, their original five out there. And for Coach Folsom and Benedictine, it'll also be their original five with Allie Kramer and Lauren Dubert, Jennifer Jacobs, Aaliyah Raines, and Riley Roddinghouse. Benedictine in the traveling black uniforms with red and white lettering and trim. Mid-America in the home white with really, really dark, dark blue lettering and trim. Benedictine will bring it in. We're underway in the third quarter. Aaliyah Raines will have it on the right side, comes out on top. Kramer, left side of the lane, goes in, crosses over, shot up, no good. Rebound out on top by Jacobs. She'll go back over to the right side to Dubert, and now what have we got? The official over on the far side stopping play, and now they're having a little official conference over here. They're going to have them reset the shot clock to 10 seconds, and Benedict will have it in midpoint of the far side. BC brings it in down to the baseline, right to Dubert. He'll feed in the middle of Roddinghouse, back to Dubert, who loses it. Raymond's going to turn it over, didn't get a shot away. Back down court with Mid-America, Brianna Pettis. Comes out on top, Austinson, into the lane, backing in. Cameron Green turns to score. Cameron Green, she's got a half a dozen. Cuts that Benedictine lead now to 34-31 with 9:20 to go in the third quarter. BC's skip pass, Raines to Jacobs. Should just turn and shoot, doesn't get it, and rebound Mid-America. Ariel Sargent comes down with a basketball. Here comes Lydia Austinson. Lydia comes up topside. Driving in. The ball gets away. It's going to be knocked away and out of bounds. And the official is going to come over and let us know we have a foul. Foul is going to be on Allie, and it'll be her first, Benedictine's first third quarter foul. And it is going to put Austinson again at the free throw line where she's been so good, but this one will not go in. One more shot coming up for Lydia Austinson. Second one, missed them both. Quite remarkable. Here comes Benedictine off the rebound. Feet underneath, all alone. The assist to Raines and the bucket to Riley Roddinghouse. Riley's got four. 36-31. Benedictine down to 8:40 to go, third quarter. Pioneers down court with it. It's going to be Brianna Pettis. Has it batted out of her hand, and the official up there is calling a foul on Allie Kramer. So Allie went the entire first half without a foul. She's picked up two in less than a minute and a half in the third quarter. Mid-America brings it in back out on top. It's going to be Jordan. Gonzalez starts down the right side. Dubert right with her, right in her hip pocket. Gonzalez tries to play off the screen, brings it off on top, gets it there to Austinson, has to retreat to pick it up. Shot clock at 7. The drive left. Underhand shot is up. No good. Rebound battle for, and Ravens are going to clear it away. Roddinghouse is going to come up with it, and here comes Kramer down the right side with it. Back out on top, Roddinghouse. She's thinking about the three. Then doesn't. 19 seconds on the shot clock. Left side to go to Jacobs just outside the left block. Feeds it back. Raines off the window. Nice play. Aaliyah Raines with a half dozen. 38-31 Benedictine. With 7:50 to go in the third quarter. Driving in, Pettis off the window and no, and we're going to get a block on Benedictine. Look like Pettis had gone in. An initiative contact. But the foul is going to be on Riley Roddinghouse, and this is kind of a big deal. Not only because Riley's got three, but because Benedictine has three already in the third quarter. The free throw here is up and good by Pettis. And that'll be her first point of the game. Brianna Pettis out of Memphis, Tennessee. One more shot coming up from Brianna. Puts it on its way and in. Kind of an unusual shooting style, but it works for her. 38-33, Lady Ravens. 7.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. As BC comes up the floor, drives right, running shot, missing, and again, a Benedictine player finds himself hard on the floor. This time a foul on Ariel Sargent. It'll be her third. Royal will pick up the first third quarter foul for Mid-America. And Sargent will check out. Allison French back in for head coach John Lewis for Mid-America. Free throw. Yeah. Lauren Dubert at 11 points. Now leads all scorers. Second free throw. Give them both to her. 40-33, Benedictine. Mid-America comes into the game an uncharacteristic 5-9 on the season, 4-6 in the conference. We're going to get a foul on Dubert. Yep. Lauren Dubert. What Mid-America has done is become very aggressive in the basketball. By that I mean when they come in on the dribble drive, drop a shoulder, going in, creating a lot of contact. And as a result, Benedictine has picked up four quick fouls in the third quarter. Which you would think kind of opens the door for the Lady Pioneers to get a lot of free throws here in the second half. And now falling away, drawing another foul. It's going to be Brown and Pettis. And this crew is really calling some fouls out. It's hard to call any early in the game. And now that is three fouls on Allie Kramer in the third quarter. And she is out of the game. So Allie comes out, back in Kennedy Nicholson. We are not 3 minutes in. Free throw is good. And Brianna Pettis. She can make a living at the free throw line. Perfect right now, 3 of 3. Second one is up. Gets that one. 4 of 4 at the free throw line. And Mid-America has been phenomenal at the free throw line tonight. 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Benedictine dealing with a full court pressure on the up court play. It's going to be Nicholson. Works her way around to the right side. Mid-America staying with that tight player defense. Jacobs wants to go left wing camp. Comes back to the right side. Nicholson. And her lob in the middle is well out of reach of Jacobs. Jacobs gets behind her defender. Hollers for some help. The baseline three is going to be off the mark. And JJ will come down with a rebound. And Benedictine will come back up the floor. 6.5 to go. Mid-America's defense has been the difference as this game has gone on. And now the Ravens have the ball stripped away. It's on the floor. Pioneers have it. Ravens reach in, tie it up. Jump ball called. Possession, MNU. So again, it has been the Mid-America defense and the changes that they have made in that after that huge first quarter by Benedictine. It's been the big difference in this one so far. 40-35, Lady Ravens still with the lead. It's 6:20 to go in the third. Up court with it, Brianna Pettis. She works her way to the right side. Now changes direction, starts to the left, dumps it over to the edge. Kicks it out there to Aubrey Rogers, who's in the game. Now in the lane, spinning. The shot is up off the back and up and good for Cameron Green, and she's got 8. 40-37. And we are 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Little bounce pass left side. Jennifer Jacobs has it. Again, she's trying to direct a little traffic. Tries to throw the ball in the middle, and Nicholson gets tangled up, tied up, and a bad pass. Fortunately for Benedictine, results in a foul. Cameron Green trying to steal that ball away. The official down there calls a foul. And again, here in the second half, we're seeing a lot more fouls called. 5:48 to go in the third. Benedictine with the ball, leading it only by 3. And on top is Dubert. Now we're going to have a hold off the ball, and this is going to be on Brianna. See, Pettis is probably the most aggressive of all of the defenders right now. That'll be her third foul. And I say that because her early matchup in this quarter, remember we had Allie Kramer picking up 3 quick fouls. Here's a shot from underneath for Benedict, and it won't go in. Allie Kramer picked up 3 very fast fouls in the third quarter. All of them because of her interaction with Brianna Pettis. Here's a 3-point shot. What a shot from way outside for Mid-America and Allison French. Her 4th 3 of the game ties this contest at 40. With 5:20 to play, it's the first time Benedictine has not been in front tonight. BC with a basketball, skips it over to the left side to Roddinghouse, back out on top of it to go to Jacobs, over to the right to Dubert. She'll take it out on the elbow, feeds in the middle. And now the driving shot is going to be knocked away. And another Mid-America foul as Gonzalez reaches in to strip the ball free, picks up her 2nd foul. And it'll be Mid-America team foul four. And will it be coming in play? Or is it going to be shot? No, it's coming to play. Now we got a Mid-America player, Humphrey Rogers. She's down there, nose to nose with the official at the baseline, explaining to him why I think she feels wronged. The feed will go to Jennifer Jacobs, left side of the lane. Now for 15, Dubert shot off the back. No, knocked away from Reigns, and Mid-America's going to steal down the basketball. Here comes Madison Henry. Pioneers will bring it up the court with 4 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the third. 40-40. And Mid-America looking for their first lead of the game. Top of the key. The feed will go now deep into the right corner. Dubert is going to knock it away. It's going to be picked back up by Mank. The ball is going to be stripped away, and we're going to have a foul called. And it is going to be on Benedict and Aaliyah Rain. Aaliyah really frustrated with that call. And Mid-America once more comes to the free throw line. Taking her time. The shot is up and rolls and good. And for the first time tonight, Mid-America goes in front. That is 9 points for Cameron Green. This one. No. Rebound Benedictson. Ravens trail by one with 4.5 to go in the third. Mid-America is 12 of 15 at the free throw line. Here's a driving shot. Jacobs off the mark. Way too soft. Luckily for Benedictson, the ball is going to be out of bounds. Oh, it's going to be out of bounds off BC. I thought maybe a Mid-America player had touched it, but apparently no. At the free throw line, Mid-America is 12 of 16. Benedictson is 4 of 5. So the Lady Pioneers have had 11 more free throw shots. Mid-America brings it up. Left side, Austinson. Lobs it over to the edge. Now underneath. It'll come back off on top. 4 minutes to go in the third. Shot clock at 19. Here's a running shot. It is up and good. Madison Haney gets her first point of the game. Haney out of Ulysses, Kansas. And if you know where that's at, you get an A in Kansas geography. 43-40 Mid-America. 3:45 to go in the third quarter. BC over to the left side. Nicholson nearly loses it. Able to save it in. Kicks it out on top to Jacobs. Jennifer went to left side. Has no room. Puts up a jump shot. Air ball. Wide to the right side. Does not draw iron. And the rebound cleared away off the floor by the Lady Pioneers. 3:20 to go in the third quarter. Skip pass to the right side of the free throw line. Cross court. It'll go wide to the left. Now the long three on its way. Perfect. From outside. Mid-America's Aubrey Rogers. Pioneers hitting on all cylinders. Benedictson. No spark plugs in this engine. We're taking a break. 3:18 to go in the third quarter. Mid-America's roaring from behind. Lady Pioneers 46, Benedictson 40.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Welcome back to Olathe, Kansas. Benedictson at Mid-America. A little skip pass from Reigns. It's going to be bumped out of bounds off the Pioneers. Benedictson now on the floor. We've got Kyra Misuraca is out there. So is Lauren Dubert. You've also got Riley Brueggemann on the floor. Aaliyah Reigns and Nicole Stork. Stork will take the inbound. She's got her way up on top. And throws it into the middle and throws it badly. Well out of the reach of Misuraca. And a 6'3". That's not a good pass, but she can't reach it. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Mid-America with a 6-point lead. And in control of the basketball. Races into the fourth quarter. Goes down the right side with it. Out on top, Cameron Green. swings it over to McDowell, into the baseline right, is going to go to Austinson. Austinson in the lane, puts it up, gets the bucket, gets fouled by Miss Yaraka, and Benedictine having a bad third quarter. Foul is going to be on Kyra. It'll be her second, and an opportunity at the conventional three for Lydia Austinson, who rarely misses a free throw, but has missed her last two, and she's now got 11 points. Benedictine now trailing by 8. Now by 9. 49-40. 2:43 to go. Mid-America is on a... where are we at? 33-49. 16-0 run. But 2.5 to go here in the third quarter. 16-0 run. Little back door. The shot goes up from range. She gets fouled. And Benedictine is going to make a rare appearance at the free throw line. Foul is going to be on Madison Haney. Mackenzie Manthe comes back in for Coach Lewis, taking out Cameron Green. And at the free throw line for Benedictine, Aaliyah Raines. Half a dozen points, no free throws yet tonight for Aaliyah. First one is up here, no good. Raines will miss the first free throw. Got one more coming up here. And misses that one also. Rebound underneath BC. Miss Yaraka misses the follow-in layup. And now the Ravens are going to battle for it. Miss Yaraka is going to steal the ball back. Out on top to Dubert. She just launches a three. It goes off the window and in. Dubert's got a look on her face like, I can't believe that went in. And frankly, neither can I. But it's a break for Benedictine as they're on the board for the first time in a very, very long time. 49-43. 2 minutes ago in the third quarter. Last time BC scored was at 7:30, so they've gone over 5.5 minutes without putting a point on the board. Minute 50 to go in the third. Pioneers with the basketball and up a half dozen. Driving into the lane, the ball's going to be stripped away by Miss Yaraka. Here comes Benedictine. Now, an errant pass by Miss Yaraka, who again, not paying any attention to the oncoming defender. And the Lady Ravens have lost a lot of focus right now with a minute 45 to go in the third. Brueggemann, Dubert, Range, Stork, and Miss Yaraka. Out of the court. BC putting it in play against the full court pressure. It'll come in to Riley and Brueggemann. Little right-hand dribble now with the left into the forecourt. Looking down the court. Little skip pass over to the left side to Stork. Back out of top, Miss Yaraka. 7.5 above the three-point top of the key. Lob over to the left side with 1.5 to go in the third. Shot clock down to 10. In the lane, back and in. Stork goes up, draws a foul. No. No foul. It's going to be out of bounds at the baseline with 6 on the shot clock. BC's going to be putting it back in play. Brueggemann looks to bring it in. Looking, still looking. Goes right side. Stork falls away, or Dubert falls away. 3 is way too strong. Rebound BC underneath. Follows it up. Nope. And this time the Pioneers will clear it down. With 1:14 to go in the third quarter. Mid-America up the floor. Jordan Gonzalez. 6, 5, rolling toward the end of the third. Around to the right side, the shot goes up. Miss Yaraka deflected, baseball pass. Here comes Rain, goes in, head fake, goes up, missed the layup. Rebound, Stork will put it back up and in, and a break for Benedictine that Nicole has gotten down there in time to follow that back up. And it's 49-45. 45 seconds ago in the third quarter. Outlet pass up the floor, down the right side, underneath. It's going to be blocked away and knocked out of bounds by Nicole. Well, they're going to say blocked away, but it's going to be a foul called on Nicole in the process. It'll be her third. Benedictine has committed 8 fouls in this quarter. And we're going to get Jonesy Weiser in the game for the first time in the second half. 39 seconds to go in the third. Coming out, of course, for Benedictine, Aaliyah Raines, as Raines and Weiser typically switch back and forth in the substitution rotation. Lydia Austinson at the free throw line, yes. Austinson, after having missed 3 in a row, will put that one in. That'll be 12 points for Lydia. Second free throw. Got it. And it is 51-45. Mid-America with 39 seconds to go, third quarter. BC up the floor. Kramer goes left side. Stork steps in, pulls up, jump shot, rims out, no good. Rebound, Mishiraka. Power move, nice done. Nicely done, Kramer, Mishiraka. 51-47. 21 seconds to go in the third. Mid-America's going to get the last shot of the third quarter. Over to the left side with it. Going to be Jordan Gonzalez. Now the feed across to the left side. Comes back on top. The uncontested three. Perfect again for Allison Ridge. The Ravens just don't defend her up top side. And Benedictine will bring it up. Henry has it stripped out of her hand. She's struggled tonight with turnovers in Benedictine. Well, go to the sideline, and we're going to go to the fourth. The Pioneers with a huge third quarter up, taking on the lead. After three in Olathe, Mid-America 54, Benedictine 47.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Good to have you along here on CARE Radio this evening. Yeah, you're listening to it on the air. It's back on the air. Well, shortage of electricity at the transmitter site. Been repaired. Engineering staff was out there plugging together extension cords. Did you know that you can put together 64 extension cords end-to-end-to-end to power up a transmitter? Incredible technology. We'll go to the fourth quarter here in Olathe. 54-47, Mid-America in front. The Lady Pioneers trailed by as many as a dozen. Back in the opening quarters, Benedictine came out of the block hot. They have not been as hot since then. Pioneers continue to be led in scoring by Lydia Austinson. 13 points for Lydia. 15 for Allison French on 5 three-point shots off the bench for Benedictine. 15 for Lauren Dubert, the only player in double-digit scoring as we go to the fourth quarter, and Benedictine will have it in play at midcourt. BC again battling this pressure. Now the ball is going to be stripped away, and another turnover by Benedictine. Oh, it's saved by Dubert. Big collision coming up the floor. Nice job inside as the shot goes up and in. What a great job by Ms. Uraka to set a screen. You can hear the official yelling at Coach Lewis to stop it and come back. Coach Lewis just got a little upset. Maybe more than a little upset. 9:51 to go in the third quarter. And the officials are having a little conversation. 54-47 Mid-America. Just struggling with the stats in the laptop here tonight. We're gonna battle through it, Joseph. They can put together 63 extension cords. Are they going to go to the screen? They're going to go watch the video. Joseph, we're taking a break because this could take a while. They're either watching the replay of the game or they've got an episode of Columbo on retake that they're going to be watching, but this might take a minute. Taking a break. 9:51 to go in the third quarter. Mid-America 54, Benedictine 47.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy six crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato Olay's? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few. The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Okay, first things first, I despise sitting at the scorer's table because you can't see. Everybody says sitting at the scorer's table is the best place in the gym. It's the poorest seat in the house because you can never see what's going on across the floor because everybody's always in the way. However, there is a bit of a benefit in that when the official is explaining things to the coach, you can kind of get some insight as to what's going on. And what's happened here is apparently Coach Lewis has requested a review of the screen set by Miss Uraka as he claims it was above the shoulders and the neck head area. And so he's requested a review of that. So they're going to go to the video and look at that. Now, the Benedictine basket and subsequent free throws still stand. So those things are still in place, and the score is 54-49 with a free throw yet in the works. But now they'll go over here to the video, and they're going to take a look at that. And, well, let's see. While they're doing that, we'll remind you the guys' game is going to be coming up here. Well, we said it's 7:30. Still, yeah, probably. Depending on how much time they spend on the review here, but something like that. Let us get these things out of the way, and we'll update you scores from around the conference. Some of the games have gotten much closer, like the Mount Mercy Clark game, 71-71 with 6:49 to go. With 6.5 minutes to go, Graceland leads Baker, 50-47. 5 minutes of play at Joe Charles Fieldhouse. Missouri Valley up 9, 61-52 over Culver Stockton. Early in the fourth quarter, Central Methodist leading William Penn, 53-50. And just underway in the fourth, about a minute in Parkville, Grandview is just taking Park to school here, 60-32. So that all said, now we're going to have a continued review. I don't know how they can review this thing. My telephone's got a bigger screen than the computer screen that they've got going on down there. So I don't know. Gonna have to have some pretty good glasses on. Like those plus 2.5 readers to be able to see what happened with that tiny, tiny little laptop screen. You go up to Benedictine and Josh has got like a myriad of screens that looks like a Johnson Space Center. Over here they've got one little laptop. I think it's a Gateway. Okay, here's what's happening. The review was not upheld. Mid-America has been charged with a timeout, so that screen is not declared illegal, improper, and Benedictine is coming to the free throw line. So there we go. Jennifer Jacobs got the 2 points, and she's going to be having a free throw coming up. The foul is going to be the second of the ball game by Mid-America's Madison Haney. And it'll be the first of the fourth quarter by either team with 9:51 to go. And coming to the line, Jennifer Jacobs. Jennifer, out of Capon. It's up and very short. Rebound slapped around. Josie got a hand on it but couldn't haul it in. And it'll be taken away by Gonzalez. Here comes Mid-America up the floor. Down the left side is going to be Brown. Pettis will feed it into the middle. It's batted away and Mank is going to save it up topside. 9.5 to go. In the fourth quarter, Mid-America with a basketball, leading it by 5. The feed in the middle. The layup is going to be up and good by Cameron Green, and she's at 11. 56-49. 9:20 to go in the game. BC up with it. Allie Kramer goes left side. Lauren Dubert. Dubert will accelerate to the baseline. Crossover, baseline. Josie for three. Nope. Rebound, Mid-America. So Josie unable to get that one to fall. And back up with it will come. Pioneers from underneath. Another layup is up and in. For Cameron Green. Cameron Green doing some damage now. She's at 13 points. And Benedictine turns it over on the inbound. They've got Jennifer Jacobs stepping across the baseline, and that's enough for Coach Folsom. He's got to call a timeout, try to circle the wagons here and get his team refocused. Taking a break, Joseph, with 8:52 to go in the ladies' game. Mid-America about ready to kick the door open. Pioneers 58, Lady Ravens 49.
from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded, that's my bank.
Coming out of the timeout, the inbound pass is going to be slapped away by Lauren Dubert. She'll come back in again to Mid-America for the far sideline down near the baseline with 8:51 to go. Putting it in is going to be Brianna Pettis. Comes out on top. Cameron Green handles it. Back over to the left side. Trying to drive in. No room. Back out on top to Gonzalez. The feed to the middle. Patted free. And it's going to be taken away by Jacobs. Here comes Benedictine. Outlets to Josie. Goes in, goes up, gets the roll. Josie Weiser. Josie will have her fourth point of the game. She had a couple of free throws back in the opening quarter. It is 58-51 with 8:25 to go. Mid-America with the basketball over to the left side. It's going to be Brianna Pettis. So play off the screen, drive in, drop a shoulder. No offensive foul as Josie goes to the floor. The missed shot, kicked out on top. The three is shot and hit again by Lydia Austinson. 16 for Lydia. Mid-America red hot from outside, goes up by 10 at 61-51. 8 minutes to play. Back over to the right side. Miss Uraka, right side of the free throw line. Goes to Jacobs, layup good. Jennifer Jacobs with 10. 61-53. Down the feet, and in the middle, a shot is going to be up, but good by Austinson. And now neither team playing defense. 63-53. 7.5 to go. Driving to the left side, the Ravens put up a desperation shot, and they saw the foul was coming, and that was a smart play by Dubert. She knew she'd been fouled, so she just goes up with a shot anyway, just hoping for the best. It did not go in, but it'll be foul number 3 by Jordan Gonzalez. Miss Uraka out of the lineup and back in Riley Roddinghouse for Benedictine. At the free throw line, the free throw is up and good. Lauren Dubert collects her 16th point tonight. 63-54 and 55. Lady Ravens trail by 8 with 7:20 to go. Pioneers with it again. Come way up top side. Feed to the right. Down to the right block. Back and in. Starting left. Turning right. Turn. Shoots. In and out. That thing was halfway down. And it rattled away and came out. BC's going to attack the bucket on the other side. A behind the head layup. A little too fancy and not at all successful. And the missed shot is going to go out of bounds. Did a Mid-America player touch it? Perhaps so. We're going to get Kennedy Nicholson. We haven't seen Kennedy out there for a long time, and she has no points yet in the game. Nicholson is in for Dubert. Nicholson, Kramer, Weiser, Jacobs, Roddinghouse for Benedictine. BC having a hard time getting it in play. Finally get it into Jacobs, who has run into and mowed over. And another hard foul. This is by Jordan Gonzalez. It'll be her fourth. Back again. In play will come Benedictine from the far side. Gonzalez will come out of the game, and Aubrey Rogers returns to the floor. BC will have Josie putting it in play. 7 minutes to go. Here's a feed to Jacobs on the floor once. Falls away. Up the window. Missed it. Gets your own rebound. Going to bring it back. Dribbles it out toward the top. Gets it there to Nicholson. Right side, Kramer. Ravens taking a world of time. Now Jacobs, one to the three. Doesn't. Goes to Nicholson. Back it'll come again to Jacobs. She'll change directions. Goes up and That was an ill-fated shot as the defense was in perfect position. The ball's on the floor, rolling around, and it's tied up in the long to Mid-America. Lady Pioneer basketball with 6.5 to go in the ball game. They've got the ball and an 8-point lead. And Bennett Nickman, who, after starting the season 10-4 and 8-2 in the conference, looking to stop a second consecutive loss here tonight. Here's a 3-point shot. Perfect again for Lydia Austinson. And again, the Ravens not getting any defense in front. No hand in front of Austinson. She kind of squares it up, takes a little windage and elevation, drops it in. She's got 21 points on Benedictine. And we've still got 6 minutes to play. Now the feet underneath, and the lamp is going to be up and good for Rottinghouse. Go, 66-57 with 5:45 to go. Right back of the basketball, up 9. The pass comes over to the top. Way up high is going to be Austinson. Shot up, no good. Kramer rebounds it down. Here comes BC. Benedictine up the court. Weaving into the forecourt and taking to the left side is going to be Allie Kramer. Back it away. Mid-America, they switch to a zone. No. That's still a player defense. Just the way the Ravens are set up. Here's the three for Josie. Nah, wide to the right side. Mid-America comes into the forecourt. Double dribbles the basketball as Brianna Pennis took her eye off of it and was unable to control the basketball like that. Weiser will come out. Back in for BC. We're going to get Aaliyah Rain. Jacobs is going to come out. Back in will come Nicole Stork. .450 to play. And the official coming over here to the scorer's table. Now they've dropped the game to 50 seconds. That's not enough. 5 minutes. Six. Is that what they're going to go in? Now Coach Lewis is questioning whatever it is. 57 Benedictine points after 21 in the opening quarter and 47 at halftime. We're at the end of three quarters. They're going to set the game clock at 5:06. 66-57 Mid-America by 9. Here comes Benedictine. Rains will bring it out topside. It's Rottinghouse, Kramer, Nicholson. Back over to Rains on the right side. She'll drive to the baseline, feed it across the left side. The three is up, and there it is. Ravens hit a rare three, and this was off the hand of Nicole Stork. 66-60. 4:40 to go. Pioneers will come into the forecourt. That's going to be Aubrey Rogers. We've got Coach Lewis on his feet telling his team to slow down and be patient now. One little time off the clock, which is already down to 11. Shot clock at 10. Back and in. Change of direction. Scoop shot. Up and good. Cameron Green. 6.25. 15 in the ballgame. 68-60. Mid-America with 4:10 to go. Lady Ravens will bring Miss Shiraka back into the next dead ball. Mid-America's going to bring Gonzalez back in. Over to the right side is going to be Stork. Ravens nearly turned it over as two players thought the pass was intended for them, but it'll be controlled by Kramer. She'll go right side. BC needing a lot of points. Sure taking a lot of time getting a shot away. Now it's off balance and it's horrible. I mean, it wasn't even close. It wasn't even in the neighborhood. It's got to go out of bounds. His shot clock was down to 1 or 2, and Allie Kramer had to do something. And the defense was in her grill, and she was getting no help. 3:43 to go. Made it back up with a basketball, leading at 68-60. It comes into Cameron Green. Now way out topside with it. Mid-America will feed in the middle. It's loose on the floor. Diving on it is going to be Stork. Possession. Lady Ravens. Benedictine's going to get the basketball back. And We're going to be bringing you this last 3:28 as they put it in play right here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. Guys, game coming up at 7:30. We've got a lot of action coming up here. Lady Ravens have the ball down by 8. They can battle back. They've got the offensive firepower. We've seen it already tonight. Driving in underneath, Reigns gets 2. Pretty move and a nice shot. Aaliyah Reigns, 8 points. 68-62, Lady Ravens down 2 possessions with 3:10 to go. Back into the game, Jordan Gonzalez, 2 points to go with her 4 fouls. Gonzalez brings it up on top. Gets it there to Cameron Green. Back over to the left side to Brianna Pettis. She'll play off the screen. Pettis drives left side, pulls up, runs it off the window and good. She had Kramer just backing away and backing away, and Pettis made it look very, very easy. She's got 6. That was her first field goal of the game. Her other 4 points were all at the free throw line. 70-62, Mid-America. They're keeping Benedictine at arm's length. Every time the Ravens score, Mid-America seems to answer. On the right side, Kennedy Nicholson, who's still looking for her first point tonight. The shot underneath, point blank for Stork, won't go. Rebound Pioneers. Benedictine missing golden opportunities to try to stay close in this game. 2:10 left to play. Dubert is set to come in. She's at the scorer's table. Pass the middle, knocked away by Nicholson. She gets pushed to the floor. The ball picked up by the Pioneers, and we're going to get Coach Lewis taking a TO. A break, Johnson with 2:04 to go in the ballgame. Mid-America 70, Lady Ravens 62.
Tis the season for spending time with family and giving thanks for the many blessings we have for living in America. If you're looking for a second opinion about your retirement plan or would like to learn more about charitable giving ideas, give Hamada Wealth Management a call at 913-379-8690. 913-379-8690. Ken Hamada and family wish you a Merry Christmas and a prosperous 2024. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services. Insurance offered through an Avantax affiliated insurance agency.
Minutes and 4 seconds to go in the ladies' game, and Mid-America, who is down a dozen in the opening quarter, has come from behind to lead in this game by double figures, and now is up by 8. Mid-America from the far side brings it in. Skip pass over to the left. It's going to be batted away and loose on the floor, and Pioneers are going to pick it back up again. Out on top of this is going to be Pettis. She'll go to the baseline. Falling away and a Raven foul. Now you can see the Benedictine players out on the floor looking a little frustrated and a little unhappy with how things are going. Nicole Stork will collect her 4th foul. We're going to get Jacobs to come back in for Nicole with a 1:52 to go. And Mid-America got a chance to stretch its lead even further. And behind Brianna Pettis, who is perfect at the free throw line tonight, 4 of 4. First one, no. One more shot coming up for the Memphis, Tennessee native. 5'7" Brianna Pettis. Long look, second free throw, yes. 7 points, Brianna Pettis. 71-62, Mid-America with 1:52 to go. BC back up with it. Here comes Dubert. Lauren crosses over to the left side. Out on top it goes to Jacobs. Back over to the right. Reigns between the circles. Nicholson. Kennedy looks in. Has it knocked out of her hand by Pettis. Goes back. Retrieves it. Ravens taking a world of time. We're at single digits. Down 9 with inside 2 to go. Ravens running the clock. Comes out on top. Nicholson will go 3. Nuke. Rebound. Bang. Coming up the basketball is going to be Jordan Gonzalez. And she'll bring it up the floor with 1:20 to go. Mid-America has this in hand, leading at 71-62. They've got the basketball in only 75 seconds left. So work around the outside. Allison French with it. Out on top to Pettis. Goes cross court. Back on top. 6 on the shot clock. Driving in. A big collision, and we're going to get a block. The Benedictine is going to commit a foul. You don't wait until 4 seconds on the shot clock. You're going to have them. Commit that foul earlier. Save yourself maybe a half a minute. But that's not what happened. And Mid-America will be coming to the free throw line. And Lydia Austinson. Lydia only has 22 points tonight. And that one makes 23. One more free throw coming up here for Lydia out of Tecumseh, Kansas. Second free throw. Yeah. Inside a minute to play. 73-62. BC throws it across to Nicholson. She had to go way up just to save that ball in play. Here's a shot from the top. Hits the back of the rim. Rebound pulled down by Miss Shiraka, who gets toppled to the floor, and another Mid-America foul. And this one is going to be on Allison French. One more shot and one more inbound here for Benedictine. Kind of one more shot. 20-0 shot clock, 37 seconds left in a game. The Lady Ravens trail by 11. Mid-America just seems to have the BC number down here. Here's a baseline shot by Nicholson. It's about 2 feet short of the rim. Air ball picked up off the floor by the Pioneers. Shot clock, game clock separated by 2 or 3 seconds. And we'll get a Lewis timeout. Taking a break, Joseph. 25 seconds to go in the game. Pioneers going to have a huge win at home tonight. Mid-America 73, Benedictine 62.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Seconds to play. Welcome back here to the campus of Mid-America Nazarene, Rocky Lamar Court. Here at the Bell Family Arena. Lady Pioneers will be putting it in play in front of the Mid-America bench. She'll bring it in deep down to the baseline. BC reaches in, and we're going to get a tied up basketball. No, we're going to have a foul called. It'll be on Kyra. Miss Iraka will collect her third foul. Benedictine about to collect its second consecutive loss. 22 seconds left. Benedictine brings it in out on top of the French. Gets it over to Pettis. Pettis cross court. It goes to Gonzalez. 15 seconds to play. Benedictine around to the left side. We'll head down to the baseline. Nicholson reaches in, and we're going to get a jump ball. 6 seconds to go. Well, a game that started so well for Benedictine. They just absolutely could miss nothing. And since then, they have had some real, real hard times. Here's a pass that's going to get away down to the baseline. And BC will have it back in with 2 seconds left. And the Ravens are going to take a timeout for these last 2 seconds. So we're going to hang on to it right here. Just can't imagine that this timeout will be real involved or real long, but we'll see. BC guys coming up here with a 7:30 start. And 7:09 now. They may not get it started right on time, but they're going to be within a minute, minute and a half. So, pretty close. BC led 21-13 at the end of the opening quarter, but since then, every other quarter has been won by Mid-America. Second quarter, 16-13. Third quarter, massive, 25-13. Fourth quarter, so far, 19-15. So, Mid-America has been able to push forward and push forward and increase its lead tonight. And tell you what, part of it is they had some free throws tonight where they were really, really, really good. 18-23. In fact, they've outscored Benedictine by 12 at the free throw line, and it is an 11-point lead. So, just mull that around for a minute, huh? Ravens are going to be putting it in play. Out of the timeout, you get it into the forecourt, so I get that. They'll bring it in, feed to Kyra. Her shot misses. That's it. Final score tonight. Mid-America 73, Benedictine 62. We'll be back and summarize this business for you right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacement, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Have you back with us here on CARE Radio. Yeah, it's a lot of extension cords, but no expense and no work is too great to get us back on the air. Welcome back here to the Bell Family Arena, where in game one this evening, Benedictine was able to come from behind and bump up Benedictine. Final score 73-62. Recapping the scoring, first of all, for the Lady Pioneers. Wow, what a night for Lydia Austinson. 23 points tonight. Cameron Green and Allison French with 15 apiece. It was a 7-point game for Brianna Pettis. 5 tonight for Trinity McDowell. You got Aubrey Rogers with 3 and 2 each for Jordan Gonzalez and Madison Haney. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, 16 for Lauren Dubert tonight. Leads her team in scoring. And also at double figures, it was Jennifer Jacobs with 10. It drops to 8 for Aaliyah Rain. 7 tonight for Nicole Stork. Half a dozen for Riley Roddinghouse. 4 apiece for Josie Weiser and Kyra Misiraka, and 2 this evening for Allie Kramer, Kennedy Nicholson, Riley Brueggemann, Riley Wade in the games, not getting any points here tonight. For Benedictine, the long and short of it is, you know what, Minnebranca played really, really well, and they ended up outshooting Benedictine 46% from the floor. Lady Ravens got away a ton more shots. They went 26 of 68. But hitting only 38%, Mid-America 23 of 50 at 46%. So BC 18 more shots and still lose by double figures. 3-point shooting. Lady Ravens at 4 of 16, Mid-America 9 of 19. And at the free throw line, massive difference. BC 6 of 10, Mid-America 18 of 23. So guys, teams are out of the court warming up, and we'll be back to bring you men's college basketball shortly here on CARE Radio. Once again, a final score and a women's contest. It is Mid-America 73, Benedictine 62. Don't go far. We'll be back with the guys' game in about 15, 16 minutes. But right now, back we go to the studio where you get to be entertained and spend some quality time with Joseph.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on CARE Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.